You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Probably told you before is about the outdoorsman who was out hiking through the mountains one day, and he was so much enjoying all the beauty of the surroundings, he wasn't paying attention to where he was going, and suddenly he walked right off a 300-foot cliff, and he began to grab and reach and stream, and about halfway down, he was able to grab a branch that was sticking out, holding on for dear life, looking down to another 150-foot drop. He began to shout out, "Help me, help me, anybody up there, help me." Finally, he heard a voice come from heaven saying, "I'm up here." He said, "Who are you?" God, will you help me? Please, please." And God said, "Do you trust me?" "Yes, God, I trust you. Please, please help me." He said, "Do you really trust me?" Yes, God, I do trust you. Please, please help me." He said, "If you trust me, let go of the branch." And the man looked up and said, "Anybody else up there?" As the old adage reminds us, faith is when we let go and let God. Jesus tells us today, all it takes is faith the size of a mustard seed, and God can do great things. For in the kingdom of God, a little bit goes a long way. Give God just a little, and God can do great and marvelous things. Faith is trusting in God. Faith is a radical trust in God, a willingness to let go of that branch. Acts of faith beget faith. We grow in faith as we go in faith. We come here because we know our faith is not complete. Our faith is not perfect. We come here knowing that our faith is always a work in progress. And we come here to be strengthened and nourished by word and sacrament, by the presence of each other, confident that as we go in faith, we will grow in faith. 800 years ago, St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast we celebrate this Tuesday, October the 4th, left his family wealth, let go of the branch, to live a life of prayer and poverty. And because he let go, hearts were transformed. This past spring, as part of our speaker concert series, we had the former popular St. Louis sports broadcaster, Zip Rezepa, here, who told us his life journey about how he dreamed of making millions as a sportscaster, being popular and having everything, and he did, but he wasn't happy. He realized that God was calling him to a different plan, to let go of all that, which he did. And so he dedicated his life to helping the poor and to a work of evangelization. And now he has found the joy and happiness that he sought because he let go of the branch and followed God's plan. Today in the pews, you find these little burgundy booklets with daily reflections upon stewardship for 4 weeks. I'd like to encourage you to take one home with you and to read it each day as part of your prayer and reflection. There's a little story in here about St. Teresa of Calcutta, who received information that there was a poor family starving in India that needed assistance. She got together some rice and bread and took it to the family's home. And there she found the mother with 8 children, eyes bulging, stomachs distended. And she gave them the food. The mother took the food and split it all in half, the rice and the bread, went out the front door, a few minutes later came back. And St. Teresa said to her, "Where did you go with the other half?" She said, "We have Muslim neighbors next door who have the same number of children we do, and they too are hungry." She let go, this Hindu mother, of what she needed for her children to share with others. And because she let go, hearts and lives were transformed. And so too with us. When we are willing to trust in God's plan and let go of the branch, then through us, God can transform and change lives and hearts. Sometimes maybe we feel like our faith has grown weak. Maybe the fire has gone out. And as St. Paul reminded Timothy in his second letter to him in our second reading today, sometimes our faith needs to be stirred up into a flame. And that's why we're having a revival this week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, an opportunity for us to be renewed in our faith, to stir up the embers of faith into a flame that can be a bright, shining light to others, a light in a world that is too often filled with the darkness of violence, racism, war, greed, vengeance, anger, and indifference. What branch do you need to let go of to attend the revival this week? Maybe you simply need to let go of what you have previously scheduled so that you can come and fan the flame of your faith. Revival will be made up of short witness talks, wonderful music, and lots of humor. Again, acts of faith beget faith. We grow in faith as we go in faith. We have to continue to strive to trust in God's plan, to let go of that branch we're holding on to, and have a radical trust in God. What branch do you need to let go of? Is it fear, pride, envy, anger, possessions, money? Acts of faith beget faith. We grow in faith as we go in faith. As one spiritual writer has put it, we need more faith in our faith. We need more faith in our faith. This is where we find genuine joy, a life that always puts God first, and a radical trust in God to see God's plan for our lives and not our own. That's the journey that we all began on the day of our baptism. And as we baptize these three children today, let us be reminded that as they join us on the journey, we are to set a good example for them, along with their parents and godparents and families, of what it means to have a radical trust in God. A trust in God that we're willing to let go of the things that we think are important and to let God put into our lives the things that God thinks are important. When we do that, then by our lives, we proclaim to all the world as we go in faith that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.